The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Harry Cooper's with us, SharkHunters.com. And we're talking about Hitler's escape to Argentina. Mr. and Mrs. Adolf Hitler escaped to Argentina. They did not die. Via suicide in Berlin.
That's correct.
In the Fuhrer bunker. They did not. Harry Cooper's was, Harry, you know, I just went to, during the break, I went to the library right outside the studio here at the farmhouse. And I have, when you and I first met many, many years ago, I was at a show and I bought some photographs and I have them in a, in a binder, an 8.5 by 11 type binder. And right. These photographs are black and white photographs, original photographs from the Daimler-Benz factory in Germany. And right. I probably have about 20 of these photographs in this binder. And it's the factory workers. And it shows the engineers, it shows the, you know, the secretarial staff, it shows even the conference room. And in the conference room is a picture like you would see the President of the United States if you went into a federal building. There was his picture, Adolf Hitler's picture, in the conference room hanging on the wall. So yep. There it is, Mercedes-Benz, the factory, the Daimler-Benz factory, with, if you look at the entryway, there was the Mercedes-Benz logo, and on either side of the logo was the swastikas. So
right, that was all over Germany, Grossdeutschland, which is the greater Germany, which is after the so-called Anschluss, which just means connecting with Austria and a few other areas that became greater Germany. Mm-hmm. But also, Vince, in Argentina. The mm-hmm. banks, so many of the banks down there were German-owned. So many of the companies were German-owned. We've got photos of those buildings with the swastika flag on them during mm-hmm. the war years. Also, we've probably seen on television, on the Hysteric Channel, the rallies in Madison Square Garden with tens of thousands of people with the swastika flags and the brown shirts. You've seen it, I'm sure. They had the same thing in Buenos Aires, in Luna Park, in the 30s. Huge, big Third Reich rallies down there. And when I was down there this last time, January, I was just there in January, the Luna Park was closed. Nothing was going on. They use it now for rock stars and stuff like that, and soccer, and, no, not soccer, but indoor sports, et cetera, et cetera. And it was locked, of course, and there was a guard. And so we, my translator and I went to the guard, and we told him I was a big-time Hollywood rock promoter, and I wanted to look the place over for maybe bringing one of the big rock bands down there. Oh, man, they opened it up, let me take pictures all over the place. Those photos are on the website. Mm-hmm. When we went to one of the companies where Eichmann used to work, I was the chief engineer of a company back in the U.S., and so they gave me the tour there, take more photos. There was also a special compound out in the countryside, but there's photos of that too, but I don't want to get onto that just yet, or we'll be tangentially off for another 6 hours. But we're tracking, you know, I was about to mention we were tracking Borman also.
Mm-hmm.
My research showed that for 2 years after the war ended, 45 until 47, he lived in the Plaza Hotel, which was the upscale hotel in all of South America, and even today it's still a glamorous place. So my research showed that he lived there for 2 years with two young women, so we have to give him extra points for that. So I went to the Plaza Hotel, found the manager, director, whatever her title was, Senora Rodriguez. Nice lady, spoke excellent English just as well, because my Spanish is nothing. And so I introduced myself, explained what I was doing, my research, etc. And I said, my research indicates that Martin Borman lived here in this hotel for 2 years after the war was over. The lady never broke a smile or nothing. She says, yeah, we knew that, room 704. I said, well, what? She says, yeah, that's the presidential suite. That's where Martin Borman lived for 2 years after the war. I said, you knew this? Yeah, sure. She said, we all knew that. So up here, if you tell people that you have proof that Hitler moved to Argentina, they look at you like you're a nut because everybody knows he committed suicide in the bunker. Down there, if you tell people this is what you're tracking, they look at you like you're a nut because everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We went to the home. There's a lot of photos of the homes of the famous, of the higher-up guys from the Reich. There was one fellow from Croatia, I believe. His name was Ante Pavlik. He was the head of the Croatian Nazi party. And even when the Germans surrendered, he didn't. He kept fighting. So he finally had to leave home. He went to Buenos Aires. He started out as a bricklayer, but then through influential friends, he met Juan Perón. And suddenly he owned a huge, big construction company, and he was building skyscrapers that are still there today. So we went to the home where he lived in a very upscale neighborhood in Buenos Aires. But the homes there all have fences like 5 foot high, 5.5 foot, something like that. So here I am with my camera up in the air taking photos of the home over the fence. And this very nice lady, she was about 53 years old. Her name is Monica. She looked out the window, and here's this gringo taking pictures of her house. So she came out, and who are you, what are you doing, et cetera. And I explained to her what I was doing, and she says, oh, yeah, my husband and I, he's an attorney there. And she says, my husband and I bought this house from Ante Pavlik. So she was giving us more information. Then she showed me the spot on the corner where there's a little monument built, which is where Ante Pavlik got ambushed and shot by a Yugoslavian secret policeman, shot twice in the back, not killed, but hurt pretty bad. She also introduced me to the lady across the street who was an old lady who used to go to parties at Ante Pavlik's house. And everybody I talked to had the same attitude. So what's the big secret? We all knew these people lived here. We found one of Mengele, you know, Dr. Mengele. We found one of his homes, very upscale neighborhood. It was backyard to backyard with Juan Perón's presidential palace. They were living in the open. And like I say, it would have taken a military invasion to get to these people because Juan Perón was not going to give them up easily. They were rebuilding his air force. They were financing him. And if you remember the Falkland Islands War, the only part of the Argentine forces that really distinguished themselves was the Air Force. And that's because Adolf Galland, General Galland, was there. He commanded the jet fighter squadron for the Luftwaffe, Rudel, who they had to make a special medal for him. He was such a great pilot. And Werner Mombach, who was commander of the bomber squadron called Kampfgeschwader 200, which also had all the secret project airplanes in it. So Juan Perón knew where his bread was buttered. And these guys were walking around in the open, except, you know, like I say, Eichmann, he had no protection. And he wound up at the end of a rope. Your turn now. My voice is getting sore.
You know, this everything you're saying is absolutely fascinating. And I believe somewhere here at the farmhouse we've got a document, original document with Martin Bormann's signature.
Oh boy!
And I was, you know, during the break I went to go look for it, and I just didn't have time. But
yeah.
So we are fascinated with what happened in the Third Reich during this period. It's amazing how many people were mobilized all in the same direction. And I was thinking last night before, very late last night, I was thinking about how contrasting the Third Reich with today in the United States. And here's what I came up with.
Okay.
I was looking at Carl Merton. Carl Merton was U-boat 68, I believe.
U-68.
Yeah, U-68.
He won the Knight's Cross with Oak Leaf.
Yeah, he sunk 27 ships,
yep.
And he was highly decorated. I mean,
yep.
but everybody in that era in Germany was somebody. Everybody had some kind of a medal, an award, something. Everybody was important. For example, the Tinos, there were all kinds of daggers. The Hitler Youth Hitler Youth knives. The guys who changed the electric light bulbs in the street, had their own daggers. And
they all had uniforms.
Right.
It gave them a sense of belonging to something powerful. Everybody, as you say, they had their own uniforms, they had their own daggers, they had their own marching songs, which we have on our website also, but I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead. And incidentally, I knew Carl Friedrich Merton.
Well, we have his honor dagger.
Oh, no
kidding. And it was a private purchase. It was presented by his men, inscribed to him by his men. And it's a piece of history.
Yeah.
And we look at it, and so compare that to United States today. Okay, we're just a bunch of nobodies. We're all, there's the upper crust who lives off all of our hard work, but the rest of us are just a bunch of nobodies with no national pride. We don't look up to the guy who carries around a golf ball in his pocket, or the first golfer or the first basketball player. I'm talking about the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We don't look up to him. We don't have a sense of belonging. But in the Third Reich, everybody had a sense of belonging.
It was a deliberate attempt to pull together at that time. It's a deliberate attempt today to split apart.
There you go. Harry Cooper and I will be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking with Harry Cooper, sharkhunters.com. We're talking about the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler's escape to South America and his wife's escape, Eva Braun Hitler. Both escaped to Argentina. And we started talking about Carl Merton. And he was the captain of U-boat 68. And he was considered a U-boat ace, wasn't he?
The Oak Leaf to the Knight's Cross, and only 28 skippers out of, they had well over 1,000 skippers. Only 28 received that decoration. Then we met him in 1988 when we had a tour to Germany. We met him. Nice man. Very nice. Like somebody's grandfather.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that he was a nice man. I'll tell you why. There's a quote. Now, he sunk a ship.
City of Cairo.
That's exactly right. City of Cairo. He sunk that, and it was said by the city of Cairo that they couldn't have been sunk by a nicer man.
Right.
And my research indicates that Carl Merton, when he sunk a ship, he would stay off and watch to see that everyone got on lifeboats. And then, if they were far at sea, he would tow those lifeboats to shore.
Yeah, or to in toward shallow water, right. It wasn't just Merton. They almost all did that in the early days. his final comment when he left the lifeboats, he didn't think they were going to make it because they were out in the middle of Mother Ocean and there was no way he thought they were going to make it anyhow. But he gave them fresh water, and his final comment as he pulled away was, "Good night, sorry for sinking you." And we've got that on DVD that came from an original film that Captain Merton sent us. But in the early days, before the anti-submarine efforts of the Allies got so sophisticated, they could do that. One of our members, who's now passed away, Captain Peter Chalamedos, was a merchant skipper, and he got sunk in the Atlantic by a U-boat, and the U-boat surfaced, and it cruised up alongside his lifeboat, and the U-boat skipper asked if anybody needed medical attention. Peter said, no, everybody's okay. So the U-boat skipper gave him a compass, told him what direction to head for safety, and then said, I'd like to give you some fresh water, but our desalinator's down. Will you take a couple cases of beer instead? So that was the way it was in the early stages when they could. Otto Kretschmer, the top submarine commander, a man I studied in high school who later became a good friend of mine. I had my own sleeping room in his house. He, in the early days, they were adhering to what that was called the prize rules. You had to stop a ship, tell them don't go to the radio, look at their documents, and if it was war material, you get everybody off the ship into lifeboats, then you sink it. Well, he stopped the ship and had it searched, and it turned out it was carrying contraband, so he told the skipper of the merchant ship, get everybody into the lifeboats, and I'm going to sink your ship. Well, he was watching them, and there was a huge number of women and children. So this was one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. He told the merchant skipper, get everybody back aboard your boat, your ship, and he gave him a course to Lorient on the French coast, which was a German-occupied base, and he said, you proceed immediately on this course and surrender to the port captain at Lorient, and he said, I will follow you submerged, and if you deviate from the course, I will sink you. Okay, so this guy gets everybody back aboard his merchant ship and takes off at about 8 knots for the French coast, not realizing that a submerged submarine can't make 8 knots underwater. So he just went plodding happily to Lorient, and when he got there, I guess he surrendered to the port captain and says, I'm the prisoner of this U-boat back here. Wait a minute, where'd he go now? So he was an honorable man. They all were. You know, this image we got of the raving Nazis, machine-gunning people in the water for sport, it just didn't happen. It was nice propaganda. And during a war, I guess propaganda is a necessary weapon. You can't tell your soldier, the guy on the other side of the field in the other uniform, he's got a wife and kids like you, he goes to the same church you do, he wants to live like you do, he loves his country, now go kill him. People that start having second thoughts, that's why they bring 18-year-old kids into it. They don't think, they just do. Like I was when I joined.
Harry Cooper and I will be right back after these few short-term commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Harry Cooper's with us. We're talking about the U-boats. Harry, I've got to ask you, why was it that the undersea boats, the U-boats, were so feared during World War II?
Well, in the early days, they were extremely efficient. And, of course, you can't see them. It's not like blazing away at a soldier on the other side of a field. It's not like flying around and trying to gun another plane out of the sky. You're just moping along at 6 or 7 knots on a tanker or a freighter crossing the ocean, either alone or in a convoy, and suddenly, bang, you're blown to smithereens, and you never saw the guy. And plus, like I say, I was a kid during the war years, and we were all infused with this fear about, oh, if you ever get sunk by a German U-boat, they're going to machine gun you in the water and kill you. Well, that just wasn't true. There was only one incident in the entire war where this happened, and it was not even intentional. This guy, Heinz Eck, commander of U-862, was on orders to go down the coast of Africa, around the Cape of Good Hope, and operate in the Indian Ocean. And he was under orders not to engage anyone until he got into his patrol area. Well, he was moping along late one night in the South Atlantic, and here comes this big freighter. It might as well have had a big sign on the side, "Hey, Heinz, shoot me here," because it was just all by itself, and it was too tempting a target. So Heinz Eck fired, sunk it, and it was his first ever sinking, and he was surprised at the amount of stuff floating on the water, huge crates and everything, and he knew that come dawn when the patrol planes were out, they'd see all this stuff floating and know there was a submarine in the area and come after him. So they commenced to machine gunning these crates to make them sink. And the survivors were hiding on the other side of the crates. Some were killed. Some testified later that they were hiding there because they were told the Germans would kill them in the water. So that's why they were there. His sub was sunk later on. He actually beached it on the Somalia coast, and he was captured. The Brits knew who they had. It was the middle of 44, but they did nothing about it. They just stuck everybody in the POW camp until England won the war and Germany was subdued and there could be no retaliation. They pulled this guy out, Heinz Eck, and said, "Okay, we know who you are and what you did, and now you got to stand trial for it." So during this court-martial, and one of our members who was a double agent working both sides, he was in the courtroom. And Eck was told, "If you swear that Dönitz issued the order for the U-boaters to kill people in the water, then you're off the hook and you go home free." But Dönitz never did issue such an order, and Eck was smart enough to realize they were just trying to get a rope around Dönitz's neck, and he said, "No, I won't swear to that because it didn't happen." So in December, they marched him out and shot him. And I spent a day with his sister, and she gave me all the court documents. So, you know, when you win, you get to decide who gets shot and who doesn't. Who's the war criminal? What is a war criminal? You get to define that. So to answer your question, just because they were so good at their job in the early stages of the war until Black May of 1943, and when you get hit like this by surprise, it's always terrifying. And it usually happened at night because a submarine basically, in those days, basically was a surface ship that could dive to escape. That's why they're called boats. They were originally called diving torpedo boats way back about this time 100 years ago. So at night, you're either in your bunk down below decks or you're on watch up above and you're bouncing along in the ocean, beautiful moon or whatever, and suddenly, wham, your ship blows up and you're in the water. So it had to be terrifying. And like I say, they were very effective.
And what about the wolf packs? Tell us about that.
Well, that was a tactic that Dönitz hit upon when he was a World War One U-boat commander. He was only a lieutenant at that time, but he figured if they could form a picket line and catch the convoys, they'd be much more efficient. So he was his own worst enemy there. The boats would be spread out in a picket line across the Atlantic, and as soon as one would see a convoy, he was not allowed to attack. He would shadow the convoy and send out periodic radio messages, where we are, where we're going, what our direction, what our heading, what our speed is. And Dönitz was on the air to all the other skippers, vectoring them in so they could make a mass attack, a wolf pack, brutal tactic, they called it. But there was also his own worst enemy, too, because he didn't believe that the Allies could pick up his boat's radio signals and triangulate them. So while they're busy talking to each other on the air, the convoy would usually get redirected. The convoy would be heading straight east, for instance, and the boats would all be deployed in front of it, and suddenly the convoy is heading northeast, and the convoy and the U-boats are sitting there waiting for a convoy that never arrived. Most of the convoys got through with little to no damage. Some of them, like PQ-17, that was all but wiped out. But that was in the early days. So constantly on the air chattering away is what sunk a lot of his submarines.
And they were using the Enigma machine, weren't they?
They were using the Enigma, and that was allegedly unbreakable. That started out as a civilian thing for industry to code their transmissions so that industrial spying couldn't steal secret formulas and stuff from the companies in the early 30s. Several Polish experts got a hold of it and worked on it and then sold that stuff to the Germans. That was the three-wheel Enigma. But what helped break the code even more, when somebody would, like the weather service, they'd send out a weather message on the three-wheel Enigma that could be broken. Wind 5 knots from the south-southeast, wind state 1, et cetera, et cetera. And the Allies, England mostly, at Bletchley Park, they could break that code. Then when it got sent on to the U-boats on the four-wheel Enigma, they knew what the message said in reality, so they merely reversed into it. But the big change came in, like I say, Black May of 1943, when the codes were finally broken and Huff stuff came on. That's high-frequency directional finder. The Germans developed what they call a Kurt signal, the quick signal. So by three or four quick pops on the telegraph key, which took maybe 2 seconds, they could send out a series of coded letters which told the headquarters what was their location, the weather, how many torpedoes, and how much fuel was left. And it took all of about 2 seconds, and it was done. And at that point, if you had the old-fashioned RDF, radio directional finder, with the big loop that you had to turn and fiddle around with, it took you maybe 10 seconds to get a line on where the radio was. So if they burst it out in 2 seconds, they figured, nobody's going to get a line on us. Well, Huff stuff came along, and it was huge big radio receivers on both sides of the Atlantic and on several special ships. As soon as that radio operator hit the key, the first click, he was triangulated. And where the lines all crossed, that's where he was. And within 15 or so minutes, bombers were overhead. His career was ended. They had the worst attrition rate of any military force ever in history. And that's what got me started in this. Because as you know, you and I talked other times, I hate a liar. I hate a lie. And that's what history was about the U-boaters. And these guys were brave and honest, honorable, right up to the end. As a comparison, the United States Navy submarine force had the worst attrition rate of any American force. One man out of seven got killed. That's a horrible rate. On the German side, it was just the reverse. One man out of seven came home. And they still stood in line to get on board their boat, knowing that 9 out of 10 weren't coming home from the very first patrol, but it was always the other guy's boat that was going to get sunk, not mine. And about 32,000 out of 39,000 never came home. So that's, I just felt it was wrong to paint these guys with all these lies that they were raving Nazis and pray to Hitler instead of God and machine gun people in the water, because it just wasn't true. They couldn't be Nazis because that's a political party, the NSDAP, and by Dönitz's orders, they were not allowed to belong to any political party. So they were just sailors just like I was in the Air Force, just a common airman, not a political nut, just as well, because I wouldn't want to be in the military today under these circumstances.
I'm in total agreement with you. Harry Cooper, can you share with us your thoughts on the black boats?
That is emerging, and it is fascinating. Black boats are submarines that didn't exist on paper. They were operating during the war down to Argentina. There was a place they went into in the Golfo San Matias. Up the northwestern corner of Golfo San Matias, there's the Caleta de los Loros, Parrot Cove. And they would come into their little town, San Antonio Oeste, which I think means St. Anthony of the West. Little tiny town, but it had a store from the Lausen Wool Company. That was a huge German-owned company in South America buying and selling. They'd buy wool and fleeces, and they'd sell general merchandise. It was also the spy network. So they were coming and going by submarine. Also, they had a couple of big sailing ships, 90 tons. Aha, they're playing my music again.
Harry Cooper, when we come back, let's continue a little bit more about the black boats. And if we can, I'd like to just touch on Dr. Theodore Gilbert Morel, Hitler's doctor, who was injecting Hitler with amphetamines, and also what happened to Hitler's double. All when we come back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-7412. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-7412. That's 1-800-607-7412. Call 1-800-607-7412.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Harry Cooper's with us, and we've been talking about the Third Reich. We've been talking about undersea boats, and this has been U-Boat History 101. And we're going to come back with more of U-Boat History 102, 103, 104, 105. So this is the first in a series. So please share this with friends and family. Harry, we only have a couple minutes left, literally.
Right.
We were talking about the black boats. What can you tell us quickly about that? Then let's go on to Hitler's doctor and then Hitler's double. What happened to him?
Okay, well, we'll get into the black boats. They, as I said, they had submarines and even a couple of 90-ton, they're about sailing boats, catch rig, yawl rig, whatever. And they would come down there also. There was a guy named Heinrich Garbers in the German Navy, the Kriegsmarine, and he won the Knight's Cross. And you're looking in a file, who is he? Who the heck is he? Did he get in a big battle? Nothing. No, he was able to sail down back and forth, and he told Bormann that he could get anybody in there. And that little area connected with all the rest of Argentina by rail. So they brought agents in, they brought material in, they brought gold, jewels in to pay people off, to bribe people. And even up until 1947, they were going in there. A couple of our members finally admitted it. One guy was Paul Bolkin. He was on a U-boat, on a black boat, and he made the trip down there several times, even after the war. Another guy Carl Waldeck, good friend. I've been in his home many times, him and his wife, Annie. He was telling me that he was a petty officer on a German destroyer at the end of the war. And I said, Carl, Germany had no destroyers at the end of the war. He finally admitted that he was on a black boat, a Type 21, which was their new electro boat, it was called. And he admitted that they made three trips down to the Central Oceans with passengers to transfer to steamers. And he was real quick to pop up. I don't remember the names of any of these passengers. I see nothing, I hear nothing, like Sergeant Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this was after the war was over. In 1960, I was in the Air Force. There was a big flap that there were two Soviet submarines trapped in Golfo Nuevo down there. Small gulf, 300 feet deep at the most, 20 miles or so across. The entrance was only about 6 miles, just a death trap for a submarine, but the Argentine mm-hmm. Navy couldn't get them. They'd see them every so often and blow up fish all over the place with their depth charges, but could never get them. And they identified them as Type 21 German U-boats. So the U.S. Navy sent down some of our best anti-submarine guys with the 600-pound Torpex depth charges, and they were going to get these guys. And like I say, I remember it because I was in the Air Force, and we were chuckling because our Navy wasn't able to get the job done, the inter-service rivalry. So after about 3 weeks of blowing up fish, these two U-boats just sailed on out of there. There have been bona fide sightings way after the war. Sightings not only by Joe Doe, the fisherman, but by police officials, by Navy people. They've seen them. They've chased them on the anti-submarine ships. They got mm-hmm. photos of them. We were not able to get the photos, but one of our people down there made sketches from one of the photos. And there's no doubt. When I first went there, and I'm eating up your time, I'm sorry, but...
We only have, Harry, like a minute, actually less than that left. Can you tell us very quickly about Hitler's doctor? Was he injecting Adolf Hitler? Was Dr. Theodor Morell injecting Adolf Hitler with amphetamines to keep him going?
That's what is the theory. I don't know that for sure, yes or no. So all I have to say is I read the same thing he did. And as for Hitler's trouble...
Okay, how about... Yeah.
All those details are in the next issue of the magazine that's going out next week, and it'd be too long. We'd be into your next break and be dead if I start on it now.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't we save what happened to Hitler's double for our next broadcast, which will be where you and I broadcast together. That would be U-Boat History 102 with Harry.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
Okay. Harry, thanks so much for joining the faculty of USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And we've got to meet up on Monday.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.